Hello, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Terrible.
Very dissatisfied?
Yes, very.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you and 10 means it's a very important issue to you, let me read the next topics. The first one is immigration.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Student loan debt?
4.
4, thank you. Jobs and wages?
8.
Abortion rights?
10.
Voting rights?
8.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Climate change?
0.
Democracy?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
5.
Crime and violence?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Healthcare?
5.
K-12 education?
5.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. May I ask, what is your race? Is white, black, or African-American? American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1983.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Thank you. Now, matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at
Eight.
All. 8. Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change in issues that matter most of to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is J.D. Vance.
10. I love them.
Okay. Thank you. Andrea Deakins?
Don't know.
Okay. Tim Watt?
0.
Okay. Bran Ravensburger?
4.
4. Brian Kemp?
10.
Raphael Warnock?
0.
John Ossoff?
4.
4. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump. Donald J. Trump.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 24 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? To be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Donald J. Trump.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Much worse, okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought it should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is Vice President Harris.
0.
Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
0.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
0.
COVID-19 recovery?
5.
Black voters?
5.
And your local mayor?
7.
Okay. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. Your merchants may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
0.
Okay. The next one says, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to the 8th Georgia school, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid.
1.
Okay. The next one says, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
3.
Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fell, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
10.
And the next one says, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This charge is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the bureau's commitment to easing financial burden and promoting fair credit practice.
4.
Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means 10. Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power. 10. Thank you. And now, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, staying the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
3, bisexual? Okay, thank you. Are you married? Straight. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children or than under age 18?
Yes.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong? Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate at this time.
$150,000.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Can I ask what this survey was for?
It's for general opinion. What we are doing is try to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.